Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you around the world. Welcome to today's daily ATS meeting. Always a pleasure to have each and every one of you on the call. Excited, as always, because, hey, I'm looking at you, you're looking at me. That means we're alive, okay? So we got another day.
That's it. I'm here, Grace. I'm here. I need some coffee first.
Well, amen.
Joan Coffee.
That's it.
Coffee. You okay, boss? Yeah, I need to go watch Green Mile. You
need to watch the Green Mile anyway. Okay, Uncle Jerome.
I'll start from right here.
Okay. Uncle Jerome.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, they
like giving us Academy Awards.
He can't call what he drink coffee. I call it oil. I mean, it is black. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know how you do it.
You're talking about Jerome and me.
I'm telling Uncle Jerome about you and your so-called coffee. I call it oil.
They call it Texas tea. Texas tea.
he know it. I learned it from the Army, being in the field for 3 years. That's where I got it from.
Black
the boys
gold.
Don't drink no coffee. Yeah, they don't drink no.
And you drink it. You drink it with the grinds in it. Okay. Grow hair on your back.
My Lord.
That's coffee. Yeah. If it don't give you a headache as soon as you drink it, it ain't no coffee.
Oh, okay. Okay.
it's got to induce a headache.
Ooh-wee.
If Susan ever found out about it, she would change it immediately. One of those kind of coffee. Yeah.
I'm listening. You know what? A couple of weeks ago, I quit coffee completely. I've done it, but
you're done for sure this time.
Well, yeah,
smart woman.
I was getting the jitters and all that.
Oh, and yeah,
it's probably my favorite thing.
Yeah, I've got some pretty high end coffee over here, but yeah, I like to. Yeah, I got it from the Army, so it's Jerome's fault. All them old men getting off them alcohol addictions, putting all that coffee up in there or something. That's what it was. It's Jerome's fault.
Yeah, that's standard.
Yeah, that is. That is for sure. That is for sure. Well, everybody, thank y'all for being here. Grace, we want to start off with reminding people about what we've been working on since April, which was a $5,000 investment. So all of you
has
got your $5,000. We're going to use Melissa's company as that investment. I think after IPO is something like a 97% return on investment or something like that. And then Grace, I had you all come up with scenarios. After 1 year, this, and that. Did y'all complete that? Is that what I got in the little thing that y'all sent me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Won't you share that to the screen real quick because you sent it to
me.
Yeah, share that to the screen and then give them those scenarios and I move on to the next thing. Give them those scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
And you take over from there, Grace. Let me go. I'm here.
Okay. All right, let me share my screen. Beautiful people. Okay, so hold on here. There we go. So, of course, this is Melissa's company, Tree and Press. We know about Tree and Press. He told me to share the 1, 5, and 10.
Yeah. Just the numbers part. You got to do a presentation. Just the numbers part.
Uh-oh. I X'd out the people. Hopefully you can let them in. Hold on. Oh, I got them. Okay. Now, 6 months after, for the IPO plan, 6 months after going full IPO, being on NASDAQ, New York Stock Exchange, and the Hong Kong Exchange, the stock shares will be listed at these prices. So after 6 months, if you invest in the common shares, there will be $5 a share. If you invested in the preferred stock, it's $14.50 a share. And then if you invested in the preferred equity stock, it's $30.40 a share. And she said the preferred equity won't be listed on the exchanges, but are listed on all SEC paperwork. and will carry a higher dividend and cash out price. So this will be the prices after 6 months, 6 months after it's gone IPO, right? Okay. Excuse me. So however much, so your, when you invest the 5,000, Melissa was telling me the number of stock, the number of shares that you get. It's, I believe it's 6,759. So you take those 6,759 shares and multiply it times whatever stocks you got. So if you got common shares, you multiply that 6,759 times 5 or times 1450 or times 3040, right? So that's 6 months after it goes IPO. 1 year after it goes IPO, the common shares have gone to $5.80 a share. The preferred stock has gone to $15.30 a share, and the preferred equity has gone to $31.40 a share. So those, that same amount that I told you, the 6,759, you multiply it by those numbers based on the stock that you got. This is 1 year after IPO. 5 years after IPO, the common share stock has gone to $10.80. The preferred has gone to $25.30, and the preferred equity stock has gone to $50.40. So as you can see, the longer you keep your money in, the more the stock, the price is listed. And then 10 years after is this, here we go, is the common shares is $25.80, preferred stock is $25.30, and the preferred equity is $50.40. So that's the IPO plan. Now, for those who say, you know what, I want my money, I want it now, because there's a second option, okay? She said, for those who are seeking a quicker return on their investment of the $5,000, so 1 year after the investment, you get a 20% return on investment. So $1,000, you've gotten $1,000 for your $5,000 investment, so you have a total cash return of $6,000. Now, she said you can take out the entire $6,000 1 year after, or you can take out your $5,000, the original that you invested, keep $1,000 in, and after those numbers that you saw earlier, 1 year, if you keep that $1,000 in, a year after, you have those numbers again, you have these prices, you take your $1,000 and multiply it, because you only have $1,000 in now instead of the 5,000, the 6,759 shares is no longer what you have in there. You take that number divided by 5, okay? Because you went from 5,000 to 1,000. 5,000 divided by 5 is 1,000. So you take those shares, 6,759 divided by 5, that's the number of shares you have, and then you multiply it times the stock that you have and the price. So if you keep it in 1 year, at those prices, keep it in 5 years, this $1,000, take that, multiply it by these prices, keep it in 10 years, take those numbers and multiply it by these prices. Sir?
Question. And those, that time frame is after IPO and not at investment.
Right. After IPO, great. Not at investment. Yes, sir.
Great.
All right. Thank you, Grace. You did a good job.
And just to remind everyone, if you go the preferred equity, there is an investor packet that needs to be signed before I can even keep the money. So even if you go on my site and buy the stock, which I'm very appreciative of, there is a packet you have to sign. Grace does have this packet.
Yeah, that makes wrong people sense.
Yes, yeah. It is something I have to file that with the SEC along with the stock information.
Yeah, no problem. Get you some paperwork underneath you. Good. Outstanding.
Sir, outstanding. I think Antoine unmuted his mic. I didn't know if he had a question.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
What's the difference in the prices of the preferred, the regular stock, and equity stock? I think it was three categories. So
The stock right now, if you can buy the preferred, the common, and the preferred equity through ATS only, The common shares is 55 cents or $55 for 100. The preferred is 1520. You just buy a lot less. Or the preferred equity is our accredited investors, which is 1520 is being listed at, but you see the price difference when it goes IPO.
All right. Okay, that looks like a sufficient answer. Good. Today we are talking about building a brand, but not, I'm gonna have to do beginner level stuff. I'm gonna do beginner level stuff in 5 minutes, and then I will go to advanced, because we don't have time for beginner. Just throw you in a deep end. Well, I mean, February 1st cometh, and we don't have time to, you know, we got to hurry up. We got to hurry up. We got to. Janice need new shoes. We got to hurry up and make sure that her and Adonia closet is swimming with new shoes. And Susan, there you go. Was our standard of women around here. It's a good standard too. Good standard. Brand, but in a different way. Beginner level stuff is as follows. Actually, let me use me as a beginner level stuff. Let me use me. That'll work. Right now, we're teaching a few people how to do video games. And I told them, well, this is personal to me, because my brand has expanded past just education, and I want to be solely responsible for baby boomers and 9-year-olds having gaming companies with multiple games. Pause before I finish. Someone tell me, how does that apply to brand or my brand? Let's go. This is how we'll do the beginner stuff. How does this apply to brand or my brand? 70-year-old building video games, 7-year-old building video games, and I'm responsible. Go ahead.
Antonio, it would show A, that you can do what others don't do. So it would set you apart, because everyone is teaching teenagers how to make games. You're specifically targeting people who are not teenagers. And then every single person is ignoring the baby boomer generation when it comes to coding camps, teaching how to code and all of that stuff, tech stuff. So again, this is something different. Usually different is always nice when it comes to a brand, though you would ideally want to be different in a desirable way. And this is different in a desirable way. So it's pretty good for your brand. Another thing is it confirms your hypothesis or your theory that if you target the small pool that is ignored by everyone who's fighting over the big pool, you can get big, because you show, hey, example A, teach game coding, game design to baby boomers. That's a small market, right? Too small for any of you to target, right? But guess what? I'm doing that. And I'm a billionaire. So your billionaire title, when it's multiplied by any single one of your tactics, really lends legitimacy to that specific tactic. Hey, this guy did that, and he's a billionaire. If a billionaire isn't too big to care about the small guy, you know, maybe you should do that too. So it supplements your message. And also, it really shows that you're different, and difference is always good when it comes to a personal brand.
That was tough. Come on, y'all clap for that, man. Yeah, that was tough. Absolutely. And I like what he said. He said almost everything he said was quotable, but difference does work for brand, but you want to be different and desirable. Or in a desirable area, right? You just can't be out here different. You want to be different in a desirable area, for sure. So that is your beginner class on brand. Let's simple that because we got to go higher. And I was going to give some general information, but it just made sense to just use what's already happening. Because if Antonio is...
If you're an entrepreneur or a business owner aiming to expand or manage your online presence, Dynadot is the perfect partner for you. At Dynadot, registering for a domain is not just easy, it's cost-effective. With services like their free domain privacy, free website builder, and free email address with every registration, along with the robust platform for domain investors to buy or sell domains, Dynadot matches the need of growing digital brands. Their tools are designed for everyone and require no technical knowledge whatsoever. Everything is built with accessibility in mind, from the advanced domain search to their intuitive website builder. On their platform, you'll find industry-low domain registration prices with domain extensions specifically for entrepreneurs like you who are ready to make their next big moves. Secure your website's domain name today with Dynadot and let your online journey take off. Visit Dynadot.com/success to get started. That's Dynadot.com/success to get started. That's Dynadot.com/success to get started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Going in a very tech direction, then Antonio ought to be known for tech things. This makes sense. This makes sense. And Ibrahim is correct, and Antonio's disruptive model, always go after the fringe and build a cult following with the fringe people. Because they're ignored.
Because they're ignored.
Yeah, they don't want to just start reviews. Go ahead, Adonia.
Can I ask this question? Because I've been really focused and searching on how I understand conceptually, that makes sense, but how in my industry I would gamify it or make some kind of a game. And the only thing that I can think of that's not even clearly thought through is, okay, maybe in leadership or maybe in a personal development course. I have one called Fabulous After 50 and Beyond. But my point there is I'm thinking, okay, we have a challenge. We go into our negative self-talk, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so if you're negative, you got to throw the dice. You throw a dice or you pick a card. You move three steps and it tells you, you know, do this or do that. That doesn't sound that exciting to me, but something like that is what's in my head. What would you recommend to help me develop that concept into a situation where I'm ponging? I literally have some kind of a game. I'm gamifying the process. I'm a little stuck. Is there a book I could read? And by the way, I did get your book and I'm going to jump on these Mondays calls. I'm rescheduling my work life and telling them, you know, if you need something, it ain't right now. So anyway, help me, not just me, but answer that. Everybody else might be able to be helped too.
Got you. Okay.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Adonia, do you know the games like High School Life and stuff like that? My daughter loves these.
Of course I don't, but I'll look it up. You said okay. High School Life is the name
It's called, it's called High School Life. It's an app on your phone. She learns a lot of how to interact with people from those types of apps. And there's just a multiple choice question, go through the game type thing. You can actually do what you're doing for leadership in the same style, but have a gear for kids.
This is correct. And this is absolutely correct. And so she gave you a good answer. I'm going to give you the tech side of that answer, which is going to be pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Antoine.
Yeah, I was going to suggest, you know, create scenarios in the metaverse where people can interact with scenarios and saying how this will play out and things like that. So that can always be done in the metaverse or just training in there. So it doesn't have to be per se gamey, but it still can have that feel, that life experience feel if you put it in the metaverse.
Right. And so, okay. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yes to you. Yes to Melissa. And to be honest, Adelia, we can open the mic up and everybody is going to have something good to say here because games are fun. And everybody likes to have fun. Now, of course, Phil and Susan are the ambassadors of fun. But for the rest of us, okay, we like to have fun. Let me pause on Adonia's question. And Adonia, I'm going to answer your question by answering the two other questions you had in there that apply to other people. And then I'll come back to you so I can have everybody walk at the same time. I want you all to think about building the church, even if you're Muslim. My Muslim brother on the thing. I want you to think about building the church. Or in this case, no, you know what? You can think about building a church or a mosque. You'd actually do both. I can make both of these examples work. And then I want you to think about, you say, oh, but I'm so excited about the lost, whatever the lost means for you. These are indigent, word's probably too big. These are people who cannot supply themselves. They can't buy soup. They can't buy bread. They are homeless or homeless-like. Y'all know that uncle that's still living off his mama. Get on y'all nerves. You know what I'm talking about. This ain't gonna never be nothing, that kind of person. And I want you to go build a whole church or mosque full of that person. How you gonna pay your bills? I know you have a passion for said person, but don't go out there and build the church for the unchurch and have nobody paying tithes.
Watch it.
Somebody got to pay these tithes. Now that is powerful because in Adonia's case, I want to say this to her, but I also want to say it to everybody who's like, well, I don't have a game in my industry like Adonia, but I do want to do games. Good. I just gave you permission to it. Don't do a game that's in your passion. Do a game that's in somebody else's passion. Get this tithe money and then go face your passion. How about that? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because your dream is fantastic, but it's also don't give you no money. Ain't that right, Grace?
Hey, Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Now that I make money online, right? And that's such an anomaly in a Pakistani family, and that's such an anomaly even in the UAE, that pretty much everyone asks, because to them, it's like online money is just magic money, right? It's coming out of nowhere. You're not waking up. You're not dressing up. You're not going to job interviews. You're not dependent on a single employer. So they keep asking. They're like, hey, you know what? I'm passionate about this thing and I want to make money doing this. I'm passionate about this thing. And a lot of parents now, their mindsets are changing because they were like engineer, doctor, lawyer. Now they're consulting me. And I always say the same thing. I'm like, don't follow your dream. First, get a job so you can confirm that your dream is actually your dream. Because a lot of people, when they have no income coming their way, they can dream about making money with music, making money with film, making money with this, that, and the other. But if they have a job and then they're not willing to quit the job and work on their passion, that means that wasn't their passion anyway. Because when you have nothing to lose, you can dream all you want, right? You can say, this is my passion, that is my passion. But first, once you have an income source, and then you take from that income source and you pump it into your passion, then you know that that's your passion. Otherwise, you're just dreaming randomly. So I always tell people, I'm like, first, get some cash. And then when it comes time to invest that cash in your quote unquote passion, and you hesitate, bullshit, that wasn't your passion. So first get that cash. First get that cash. Get a job. Do whatever's marketable. Do whatever's in demand. Get that cash. And then if you're like, you know what? I'm going to throw all of that in, like I did with $36,000 in one go, my first investment, set up a whole business company to do this, having no idea, not a single client. Once you can do that, you know that that's your passion, you're going to do it. But if you're not willing to do it, then just, you know, at least you have a job. At least you didn't waste time dreaming. At least you have a job. At least you have a monetizable business. But that's why I say first pick the money so you have something to do next with your passion. Otherwise, you're just going to keep dreaming. You have no money to start anything with your passion.
That's all facts and all fair, right? It just is what it is. You don't have to like it, but Grace found out the reverse way. She almost died 12 times. Still didn't go get a job. There you go. So she's in her passion. Her passion is making money, make money, make money. Now, to answer Adonia's question, write these three things down. What Adonia wants to build is a hyper-casual game. This is what she asked me. High school thingy that Melissa talked about is a hyper-casual game. Adonia, I was actually impressed with your idea because telling people they suck in a gamification way is great. But they got to learn they suck somehow. Hey, you need medicine. But let me tell you, play a game so you can find out how you need real medicine. You have a chemical imbalance in your brain. Play this game. Let's find out. Now, Antonio goes, well, how can I do this, Antonio? I don't know code. Don't need it. Don't need it whatsoever. Easy. First thing Adonia's going to do before, oh, you got to write the three things down. Yeah, Grace, I'm sorry. First thing Adonia's going to do is she's going to go to Google and she's going to type in the best depression questionnaire. As a man who's been in, I don't know, 5,000 therapy classes. That's not even, like, I'm not even exaggerating that number, Jerome. I'm really not. I'm not even exaggerating that number. That's literally half of those are my adult life. The other half is the growing up in CPS custody life. Well, this is real. The first thing they do, Adonia, before you take your class or whatever you want to call it, your session, if they send you a questionnaire first, it depends on what you're doing. It just depends on the questionnaire. If you're battling depression, it's a depression questionnaire. If you're battling PTSD, it's the PTSD questionnaire. If it's antisocial personality disorder, it's that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of these disorders are only disorders because you have to have them as a child and carry them into adulthood. That's what makes a disorder a disorder. So if you have it as a child and then you carry it into your adult age, you have a disorder. If you get it in your adult age, you're an asshole. You don't have a disorder. The truth, you just got mad and now you're mean. You have forgiveness issues. It's the truth. It's science. It's DSM-5. This isn't me making this up. If you, all of a sudden you're a narcissist when you turn 26, you don't have narcissistic personality disorder. You have something else going on that you just gained as an adult. It's not a disorder, right? It's not. There's nothing wrong with your personality. There's something wrong with your choices. All right? Big difference here. So So what she's going to do is she's going to take these disorders and just, I mean, you know, these questionnaires, save them. Everybody got it? All right. Because guess what the saving's going to do, Grace? That's her game. You missed it. Don't worry about it. I'll keep going. So now she done built the storyline of her game. Why do they test you at first, Antoine? Because how is the therapist going to know you're getting better? See, these questionnaires have scores, and they have a maximum range. They go from 1 to 80, 1 to 150. This depends on your particular test. And they give you an entry test to see where you came, and then they put you on like a 12-week program, 18-week program, whatever that may be, to see how you're, if you're going up, if you're staying stable, or if your score is going down. Is this clear to everyone? The reason why I have Adonia doing this is because if she makes her game scientific based on DSM-5, which is easy. Antonio, how I do it? Google it. It's easy. It's already out there. Then what will happen is people will use her game. For one, they see it's helpful. Two, it'll be recommended by therapists and doctors. Did I just did there, don't you? Now all she needs is a storyline, which I'm about to bless her with. Okay, you want to say something here, don't you?
Nope, okay, it's so good, yeah. I'm okay, writing. Yeah. It's so good, I'm writing.
Good.
I'm going to be late so for work on this.
Good there. So Adonia needs three things to make a hyper-casual game. First thing she needs, Grace, this is your three things now, is mass appeal. Second thing she needs is it needs to be bite-sized. And third thing she needs is short-term stickiness, and I'll explain here in a second. What are the best examples? Hyper casual game.
What was the third term? Third thing? Short term stickiness?
Short term stickiness. You, it'll make sense. I'm going to play a video just on it. So you'll be okay. Yeah. And you think, oh, I need a super duper game. Look, Jerome, these are hyper casual games, man. These kind of games. These little games right here, right? These little chop. Y'all played that game where you got to slice the fruit. You know what I'm talking about? Slice the fruit.
Yeah.
Or Candy Crush, Tetris. Can't put it down, huh? Yeah. Here's why. Put this out, boy.
Today we have a special video that will help improve your games for this month's Game Jam, sponsored by Quali. The theme is hyper-casual. Not sure what that is? Hyper-casual is all about having killer gameplay mechanics that resonate with as many people as possible. These games are normally bright, fun, and attention-grabbing. Let's go over Quali's three principles of
bright, fun, and attention grabbing. You should have wrote those down. I'm going to pause in key sections. Antonio built 60 hyper casual games. Right? Fun and casual.
Creating hyper casual games. The first principle is mass appeal. When you take a look at any app store, you'll see that hyper-casual games are always topping the charts. One way these games achieve this is by appealing to a mass audience and having inoffensive visuals. And no, we don't just mean avoiding any X-rated material. Make sure your game doesn't exclude people by gearing it towards a particular gender or culture. Everything doesn't have to be nondescript cubes, but be sure to use colors and...
All right. Make sure the game is inclusive. if I'm a boy, I can still play with the little red thing right here. If I'm a girl, I can play with the green thing because that's not pink and blue. Is this understood? Meet y'all faces. Let me.
Yep.
I'll be too quiet. Let me shrink this screen. Let me do this. There you go. All y'all should be building a hyper-casual game for your business. It's the best way to build a brand.
Visuals that can appeal to anyone and everyone. The second principle is bite-sized gameplay. You're not looking to develop a giant sandbox-style game. Instead, create simple and satisfying mechanics that can be played in short sessions. A great example is Qualy's Drop and Smash. The Smash Cam...
All right, before we go on, I want short sessions. What is that called? I don't know if y'all heard Deanna and Grace the other day. They was like, man, when you get to past level 51, let me know. Yeah, levels. Little short levels that make you feel like you're winning, that you're mastering. And then don't like have a leader scoreboard of everybody playing the game. That'll do you in.
Yep.
You find out there's some, yep. Right, Grace?
I keep playing a game called Royal Match, and they have a leaderboard every week. So, yeah.
Duolingo got a leaderboard, and every day it tell you, Ibrahim, you suck. You're not in the top 10. And you go, yes, the hell I am. Watch, I'm going to stay up all night and learn this freaking language, because that's what it does. Like, that's what it does. That's what it does.
Is a perfect example of creating a moment of satisfaction that makes the player feel like they earned that event.
All right, make sure this game is short enough and small enough to have a bunch of satisfactions, makes people feel like they earned it. Go ahead, Grace.
There was some, a few seconds before, it was, he had something. He said simple.
Oh, playlist.
Okay, yes.
Simple and satisfying mechanics that can be played in short sessions. A great example is Qualy's Drop and Smash. The Smash Cam is a perfect example of creating a moment of satisfaction that makes the player feel like they earned that event. Finally, the third principle is short-term stickiness. Short-term stickiness keeps your players from playing one bite-sized chunk of your game and then just forgetting about it forever. You want to make sure they keep coming back. Progression is a huge part of this.
We want you to keep coming back. Progression. This is why Candy Crush gives you those darn gems. So you can, you know what I'm talking about, you get out of jail or get back your life or whatever you get with Candy Crush. You know what I'm talking about. This is that short-term stickiness. Like, man, I got to come back in 6 hours and get the rest.
Jetpack Jump, for example, the ability to progress through new locations and unlock upgrades that make you jump further helps to maintain interest and make sure players return to the game. And there you have it. Those are the key principles of hyper-casual games. All of us here at Buildbox and Qualy can't wait to see what you create. To submit your game and for more
information... All right. Shout out to Buildbox. And... I am pasting them in the chat right now. Yes, whoever that was, unmuted. Hey, now let's go back to Adonia. Adonia Design. Okay, hold on. Adonia Designs and hyper casual game. Everybody okay with this? He designs a hyper casual game. Puts it on paper, says this is the questionnaire. And then she goes to YouTube and finds whatever hyper-casual game she wants her game to look like. She goes and types in Candy Crush gameplay. I'll show you. Gameplay is going to be the... Adonia, can you hear me?
Sorry, I walked away. Yes, I'm listening. I got ideas just that one video. So don't stop talking. Keep going.
Good. So right here, you say Candy Crush gameplay, which is very important. Very important. So what you do is...
Website visitors bouncing?
You come to the YouTube and you're going to look at the gameplay. Don't just look at the advertisement, because the way they advertise hyper-casual games, the ad don't look like the game. Hyper-casual gameplay. I mean, Candy Crush gameplay. All right, wonderful. Level complete. Say that, you get your score, and there's your sticky stuff. Each score unlocks something else. There's your leaderboard, Grace, that's going to keep you addicted. Like, you know, Luke's got me messed up. I'm going to pass his ass up, and all that stuff like that would be going on in your head and et cetera. And what you do is, you literally say, I want my game to work something like this. Say less. And then you're going to, I put that link in the chat too. Donnie's going to have a questionnaire, three, something. And she's going to say, I want this game with the, let's say the question has the question. Well, you know what? Let's go Google the questionnaire real quick. Let's do that too, Grace. We're doing all the work, Grace. You ready? Here we go.
Ready.
Best medical depression questionnaire. And then we're going to go with 30. Okay, I want 30. 30 is good. Screening for depression. I'm going to pop up both of these. I want these things as boring as possible. Because the more boring they are, the more legit they are. You understand, Grace? I'm going to make it fun with the game. Clinical recommendation because there's no significant blah, 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 blah. Number one. And, okay. Do you have any of these symptoms? You just make these joints. Here's the deal. One, so I don't just see, this is Antonio now, I don't just see table one. What I see, Grace, is an abdominal pain stage, back pain level. But this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 levels is what I see. That's just me, though, Grace. I'm slick. You understand? And then, let's say I got neck pain. Watch this here. We're not even going to play no games, Grace. You go, top ways to get rid of neck pain. Watch this here, Grace. And I'm just going to go 15 neck pain warning signs. Perfect. So now what I'm going to do, Grace, is, and this one, neck pain. It's got 15 things you got to do to get past. One stage is going to be sleeping in strange positions. And just lay the little character down. The next one is going to be, I don't know, he's going to be on his back and you got to, maybe there's a cherry you got to tap or something to get it off your back. And then, and whatever. I have no idea because it's irrelevant. The point is, this is all I want to do, Grace. And I'm going to write that down on a piece of paper. I'm literally going to write it down. I'm going to come up with it. I'm going to say, level one is neck pain. And you don't have to call it neck pain. You can call it something. You can wordsmith it. Go to Phil Sorrentino. He's got words. He's got a lot of them up there. And you can wordsmith it. And then you, you know, you go boom. And then you write it down. And you write down 15, and you go, you write it completely down. Then you go to, drum roll please, Fiverr.com. Go to people building hyper-casual games. They're going to say $5, $49, $99. And you tell them, I would pay you $500 to build this game with this gameplay, with this many levels. And do these things, and you sit back and you wait your 30 to 45 days. They're uploaded on Apple and Android under your developer account. Put ads in it, and all of a sudden, there's your game. Can we please?
Okay,
clap,
you can stop talking. That was so good. I'm hanging up right now. That was so good, and I have so many. Now I know what to look up.
that was so, you might get a finder's fee as soon as that happened, because that was just so fantastically fabulous. And I appreciate you. Oh my, thank you. Thank you. I'm acting like a nutcase. Sorry. Thank you. Oh my God.
So welcome. You're so welcome. Look, like, I'm not even joking, y'all. I'm so not joking. This is, here's Google. Well, it's not Google, it's Fiverr. I mean, DuckDuckGo, but we're going to make it work. And then, I don't even know if you're going to let me sign in. Okay, there we go. And then you just type in here, hyper casual game. Just, hey, look. I will make and recreate trending hyper-casual mobile game for you. Starting at $350. Here's somebody doing it for $5. You just did, like, literally. Ooh, I want it to look like this one right here. You pop in. It's $350, and I don't want none of these packages. I want this one. I'm telling you straight up, I want this one. I want you to take your time. I want 5 plugins, and I want my own source code, because that's yours. 60 to 80 levels. Daily reward, lucky wheel drop tracking, plus ads. This means they get rewarded and extra benefits for logging in daily. I'm going to just send her this just on GP, Grace. You don't have to use this one, but I'm going to just do it anyway, just for GP. You can get it cheaper, but I typically like folks, you know, that's gonna hook me up. Let me show you this thing. Look. That's them stumping out depression. That's them stumping out depression, Grace. Prison escape. Depression escape. Ooh.
Watch yourself.
That came out by accident. Ooh, they came out by accident. Ooh. Good. I need you to design me prison escape, and then what she gonna have. Now see, they talking about 80 levels. She's going to have as many levels as she wants, because she's going to do what I said. You understand? She's going to do what I said. And so maybe she's got 150 levels. He's going to say, well, yes, ma'am, I could do that for you for no problem. It's just going to cost an extra $500 and be an extra 5 days. Does she care? No. I really don't even feel the need to talk anymore.
That's really good.
This wasn't the plan for me, but it is. It's a question about building a brand. I feel like, Grace, I didn't exercise the demons. What else can I say that's going to be more helpful today than this? I ain't got nothing else to say, damn it. I don't. I really don't. I don't want to say nothing else after this. Adonia, has thou been helpest?
I can leave now. I can leave. Thank you. Everybody, you guys steal it. You guys need to steal this. That's how good it was. I got you. Yeah. This is so good. Thank you.
Neck pain, and they animate little neck pain. You talk like you like prison escape, and every level they jumping off. And her game is going to be to DSM-5 regulations. It's not, and she's going to say it's not going to replace therapy. If you get to this level, we recommend this therapist or this legion of therapists. Thank you, Ibrahim. And that's it. That's it. I could teach her how to design a game myself, but that's going to take 20 weeks. She can get this done in 2 weeks.
Priceless.
I don't see the problem.
Everybody, this is not just for me. Everybody can win from that. Just this one. I'm so glad I asked it, and I'm so glad you answered. You knew how to start searching down, because I'd have been in a rabbit hole and stuck in screaming ouch and stuff. Thank you. It's that good. It's what you just did. Yeah, class is over. Everybody's excused.
It is over. Sorry. It's over. It is over. It's over. I'm not saying that after this. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
My main takeaway from this is that if your industry, if your profession, if your work, line of work, anything, if it can have a questionnaire, or if it does have a questionnaire, then it can have a game. Even if games don't exist within that specific area before, if a questionnaire exists, a questionnaire, then it can be.
Bam. It can be. It can be. Listen, listen, we're not teaching nothing else. We out of here somewhere in 5 minutes. We're just recapping so you can understand and take it home. Ibrahim said it right. It's got a question. That's your story. What does a game need? A storyline. But if Adonia is doing something in the industry, well, the damn storyline is already on Google. And she can get better results than me, Greg, because I didn't even use Google. I used DuckDuckGo. So I didn't really even do a Google search. Google probably would have gave her 100. And if you give me 100, I'm going to go ahead and say I got at least 100 levels. And I'm going to pay. I'm gonna break it down. All I got to do is send a document. Say, I want this. This is what I want. I want it like this. That is it. Can you do this? And that person's going to get intimidated. And that person's going to say, yes, ma'am, kindly allow me an extra few days, because they're going to send you a specific job with your specifications. It is that simple. I built 60-something games, put them on Android, and then took them all off in 6 months on purpose. You know me. I like to put stuff out and test it. I got them all on my hard drive. I got 60-something games on my hard drive right now. They're getting ready to come all back out. But I wanted to do it differently, but I wanted to test. And the best way to test is actually to put it out there and test. That's it. So what I want is the ad money. That's all I want. They're all hyper-casual games. They're all 2D, and I want all the ad money. The best one, and you can ask Deanna and Grace, is Caramella Smash. It is addictive. The flaw I made there was just going to 50 levels. I should have went to 5,000. Otis, I know Otis is keen on this. I see him in the chat, but I know this is what he wants to do. In conclusion, Grace, that is how you build a brand. And Adonia, I'm so glad you asked your question, Adonia, because I didn't want to do anything beginner. So it was actually part of the energy that was already out there. I didn't want to do anything beginner. I just wanted to make sure that you got what you needed. And I wanted to do it. So does she have a brand? Of course she does. Because she's got a video game. Now she's a tech CEO. Her whole company got a tech side. Did she build it? No. Does Mark Zuckerberg build everything in Facebook? Absolutely not. Not even close. Elon Musk is firing engineers right now. Not his job to build things. It's his job to tell folk he's paying to build things. That's no different than what Adonia is doing. I hope you've been inspired. Antonio, can I have a video game? Yes. Well, I want a video game, though. Maybe I should do an album. Same energy. Do the same thing I just said. Have somebody on Fiverr sing for you. Or maybe I just want a PowerPoint. Same energy. You live in a time now where you do not have to do the work yourself. But you get to take credit for the work being done. My last words. Adonia, if you don't do this, you don't love yourself. I chose my last words wisely.
Really? You really want to end like that? No guilt, no, you know, yet. Really? Really? But that it was very helpful. Thank you.
You make sure you run circles around us. You hear me?
I definitely have ideas.
We will see you all tonight for what, Grace? Close it out. I'm done. I'm dead serious. I wasn't going to come after that. I was too
Sorry,
Holy
Tracy.
Spirit-like.
Sorry, Tracy. Like, wait a minute. Tracy, I just got. She's like, I just got here.
This is like, I only have today and tomorrow where I can stay for the whole thing because I ain't got a class in the morning. This, and I'm okay. Never mind. Okay.
Well, we gonna send you the replay right after this because it was worth it. It was absolutely worth it. You get to watch the replay. That's what it is. You get to watch the replay. Make sure she get it as soon as the email come in, Grace.
Yes, sir. Yes,
go
sir.
Ahead. Tell us what we're doing at closing time.
Are we having our coaching session at 1 o'clock today, sir? You know,
yeah,
for the people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, those of us who participate in that, the coaching's at the end of the year, 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific. That's happening. And then what's today? Tuesday. Bureau keynote. I forgot who was speaking today. Is it Adrian? Is it Melissa?
No, I believe it is Adrian.
It's Adrian. That's right. Okay, so it is Adrian. Right. It's Adrian and Melissa. Then I believe it's Jamal. All right. Grace, Uncle Jerome. Uncle Roman.
Send this to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sure will. Sure will. Okay. Tracy and Uncle Jerome. All right, ladies and gents. Everyone. Yes, ma'am. Miss Janice too. Everyone have a wonderful day. You can plant better. You can dominate. Love you, everyone.
Love you more.
All right. Love you, everybody. Congratulations, Adonia. The
I
Lord has spoken.
Out, Antonio. I just started loving you as a right.
Thank you so much. All right, y'all.